And you're listening to special war coverage, special edition of Flashpoints. I'm Dennis Bernstein. And you're hearing this over KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, KPFT in Houston. A little later on in this broadcast, in about 10 or 15 minutes, we will hear from Houston. We'll be speaking to a producer, some people down there about what's been going on in that city. And we've got some very powerful sound from Van Jones. But first, we've got Van Jones of the Bay Area Police Watch, the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights founder. Van, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me, Dennis?
I can hear you fine, Van. In a minute, we're going to go to that very chilling sound we recorded with you just a little bit ago. But give us a sense of what's happening now, where you are, and what's going through your mind as you watch all this unfold.
Well, I've been in downtown San Francisco, been witness to just a frightening show of force. The San Francisco Police Department completely overreacts to yesterday. We were in a situation yesterday where Bush had shut down Baghdad with violence and, our movement had shut down San Francisco with nonviolence. And, I think it was an embarrassment for the police department. They were not able to control the demonstrations yesterday. And so today we've seen nothing but massive intimidation, unlawful, levels of violence and, arrest after arrest. And, even I, as a legal observer, was struck in the groin by a police officer with a police Philly club, I should say baton, and you know, it's really unfortunate. The San Francisco Police Department has just thrown its rule book in the garbage can today to try to show off for these national TV cameras and to please Willie Brown, and they're breaking more rules today than any protesters broke last night.
Man, before we go to the sound that we recorded earlier, just sort of on the larger picture, what are your concerns now in terms of the expansion of police power, the reduction or the attack on civil liberties, civil rights? You have been on the forefront in fighting against police power and trying to maintain civil rights, standing against things like racial profiling.
Well, you know, we're entering into a period of official government lawlessness. The Geneva Conventions, for instance, say that in a time of war, the belligerent states have to take steps to ensure that the non-combatants are given safe zones, safe haven. The Geneva Conventions are very clear about that. The Bush administration has done nothing to ensure safe havens for people in Baghdad. In fact, they declared that there would be no safe place in Baghdad, which is an express violation of the Geneva Convention, the Geneva Accords, and the very international law that they are accusing Saddam Hussein of having violated. They expressly have, you know, declared intention to violate and are violating as we speak. So we are entering into a period of official, formal government lawlessness, and the attempted repeal of the United States Constitution, which is underway with the Patriot Act and its follow-up to whatever, must be resisted. We should not allow this clique of oil-thirsty, blood-thirsty thugs to destroy democracy here or destroy the lives of people abroad. And it requires ordinary people being very calm, very patient, very determined, but saying clearly, you do not have the right to search my property. You do not have the right to surveil me. The Patriot Act does not reverse the U.S. Constitution, sir, and we are not going to allow democracy to be stolen by you or anyone else.
All right, Van Jones, I want to thank you for all the great work, the courage, and for keeping your eye on the police and what we're now seeing now in terms of expanded police power, police lawlessness, if you will.
Yes, well, and I want the listeners of KPFA to be very aware. You're going to see on television tonight a disgusting display by the local media cheerleading for this lawlessness by the police, saying that they're restoring order and complaining about how much it's costing. The cost of these actions today is not going to be measured by police overtime, but by the lawsuits that are going to be generated for the unlawful arrest of activists who were peacefully observing protests and not even involved in anything, and the unlawful brutality that the San Francisco Police Department has heaped upon people on the streets of San Francisco today.
Thanks, Van.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is Van Jones with Bay Area Police Watch. I am downtown at the corner of Montgomery and Post. We have probably 300 to 400 police officers who are here, including and also California Highway Patrol. We've seen a number of brutal arrests today. One young man with dreads was literally pulled from the crowd, slammed to the ground, surrounded by four officers, including an officer 799, who was completely brutal. We also have seen a number of instances of unlawful force being used against protesters and with no arrest being made. I was personally struck in the groin by a police officer named Kehoe. His star number is 1012. He hit me in the groin, didn't make an arrest at all. And that is not uncommon down here. The San Francisco Police Department has completely thrown its rule book in the garbage can today. And what that means, I think, for the protesters down here is that we have to be much more vigilant about making sure that we are asserting our rights properly and not giving the streets over to thugs.
All right, Van Jones, what is the protest about at this point? What are people saying? What's the mood?
This is the mood. Today, we probably have about 1,000 very peaceful protesters here. People are very concerned about the escalation of violence in Iraq against the people of Iraq, and people are out here, again, trying to peacefully express themselves. We have a complete overreaction on the part of the San Francisco Police Department, a complete overreaction, such that they are out here in full riot gear. They have been very violent toward protesters. What it means for, I think, people here on the scene is that San Francisco yesterday was shut down by nonviolent direct action. Today it's being shut down by a violent police overreaction. And that creates a situation where downtown is still unable to function properly, but this time it's because of the violence of the San Francisco Police Department, not because of the nonviolence of people concerned about what's happening in Iraq.
Now tell us, Van, where exactly are you now and what's happening right this moment?
What's happening right this moment is...
And where are you?
I am at Montgomery and Post, downtown San Francisco. About 17 young protesters sat down peacefully in the middle of the street, and they were immediately surrounded by literally 300 police in riot gear. Police vans came out of nowhere, and then they began to arrest them. On all sides of the street, there are onlookers, there are peaceful protesters, there are people who are just in business suits who are staring at this huge show of police force. For every one police officer out here, there's probably two people. So we have a police-to-person ratio that makes it look like a police state down here. It's just a sea of blue. Again, they have apparently been given orders to disregard their own general order, their own general policies. For instance, there's supposed to be no overhand strikes. We've seen overhand strikes today. The general order rules out people being arrested without being given an order to disperse or opportunity to disperse. Early this morning, they were doing that, and we had to assert that they can't do that. I think they're slowing down on that. We also have a situation in which there was a preemptive arrest this morning where people who were protesting at Bechtel, peacefully protesting at Bechtel, were surrounded by the police, given no opportunity to disperse. And the police arrested at Bechtel this morning, even reporters. Reporters were arrested this morning from KQED and other places. And so what we are concerned about is the San Francisco Police Department has a crowd control policy of the ACLU, Bay Area Police Watch, and other people. You can hear the crowd chanting right now, shame, shame. And they're chanting because of a young woman being arrested. Oh, that's just terrible.
What's happening?
Her arm is being twisted behind her back. Her hair is being pulled by San Francisco police officers in front of a crowd of hundreds of people. And you can hear the crowd reacting, shame, shame, shame. And it is a shame. And it's a shame that the San Francisco Police Department cannot. This young woman probably weighs, Dennis, maybe 120 pounds. And she is being, oh, my goodness. Oh.
Van, can you go right up to where it's happening and get as close as you can?
I am as close as I can. She is now out of view, but what has happened is an officer 2072, officer 1879, officer 1370 have all surrounded the young woman. She was trying to passively go limp, and she was subjected to severe pain hold restraint, which is unlawful. Once they have her under control, and they did have her under control, any force beyond that, including pain hold, compliance beyond that is unlawful. It is excessive force, force beyond what's needed to arrest this tiny young woman. And that's what we're seeing here, a brazen show of police violence and intimidation against a peaceful protest movement that successfully shut down using nonviolence a major U.S. city yesterday. And I think the San Francisco Police Department was humiliated yesterday. I think they are overreacting today. And I don't think it's going to have any effect at all on the ongoing, growing anti-war movement. Instead, I hope that people know that, you know, when the next big rally happens, there will not be this kind of police presence, because there will be such large numbers the police can't get away with it. They're picking on a smaller crowd. They're picking on a smaller crowd because the numbers are a little bit lower today than yesterday. That's all that's happening.
Van Jones, it does seem like in terms of the Bechtel arrest that the police are acting like the U.S. military is in Iraq. It's a preemptive strike under to protect corporate interests. Van, as you watch this, there's a very heavy bombing going on against the people of Iraq. I'm wondering, with your experience in human rights at the Bay Area Police Watch, what is going through your mind as you watch this?
Well, what's going through my mind is that, you know, shock and awe in the hands of you hear people booing. You hear people booing because there's now another young woman. They love picking on these young women. There's another young woman who's also being mishandled. You know, shock and awe in the hands of the people in power means violence. Shock and awe in our hands means nonviolence. The world is in shock to see, you know, the whole world's watching. That's for sure. I think the world yesterday was shocked to see San Franciscans take their city back, and I think that a whole generation of young people is in awe of the ability of this movement to emerge as the second superpower. There are two superpowers in the world today. I understand there are two superpowers in the world today. One is the United States government and military. The other is world public opinion, and world public opinion is being organized by nonviolent activists online and in the streets. And we have emerged the second superpower, and I believe that the shock and awe that the world will feel as a result of our beautiful nonviolent resistance, despite bombs falling, despite billy clubs, you know, coming down, will be the shock and awe that frees the world, not these bombs from Bush.
All right, Van Jones, Bay Area Police Watch, founder of the Ella Baker Center on Human Rights. We thank you for this report. We would like to check back with you in about an hour and keep in touch with you as these resistance protests grow throughout the streets of San Francisco. Thanks for being with us.
I want to encourage everyone to come out tomorrow at noon. We'll have large numbers. It will be peaceful. And I think by then the police will have calmed down a little bit. And we'll be able to show the world once again that San Francisco is a place where peaceful, nonviolent protest against this war is not only lawful, but supported by hundreds of thousands of people.
Van Jones, thank you very much. We.